I'd like to ask about the little alcohol's problem, and this is a man named by Net Yashi. He is from Vicente chapter. I've been waiting here to ask a question about the CAC problem for all this time. Chairman and the vice chairman, secretary and the visitors and all listeners. I just want to ask a little question, not too long question. But talking about the CAC for quite a long while, there is nobody has never asked anything about it. As you say that during the time of replacing the chapter officers, there was quite a bit of discussion was placed in this time. As I know, I used to be councilman in these years, that during the time the chapter officer was not paid. They just help one another as to talk business between each other. And then later on, the chapter houses were established. And then from there on, the councilmen got together and decide to put the chapter officer in the chapter houses. As you know what an officer is, an officer is a law that to keep orders. This is the way I know of myself. Officers is to keep things in order. When you have a meeting, he keep things quiet. If you have something going on your place and other people are disturbing peace, the law is an officer is there to keep peace. So all these things that I was thinking about, that chapter officer is an officer. He keep his people in order. So there is another question. Because the officers are paid to do all of this. They keep up the meeting ever so often. I think it is twice a month throughout the Navajo country. They talk about things for their people in a way of a living way. They talk about their future life, what will be next. How can their people go about? They want their people's answer. In this way, you are a very good officer, chapter officer. The people that are asking questions and things of a kind, they were the ones who answer most of these questions. So, I'd like to ask or say that throughout the country, today we know that the chapter officers are paid because they are paid for their transportation. They are paid for their meeting. And there is another deal came up as a CAC, the Community Action Committee. The Community Action Committee is, it looks like, it's a little higher than officers. Because the Community Action Committee, they talk about things in the future way. What would be next? How can we go about in our chapter? They talk about things that we need. So that's why they are paid for their trouble. I like to ask the ONEO that the CAC will be in the same position as the chapter officer. They come from different direction as a CAC member. They have to travel here and there. They have to buy their own gas. They have to discuss things for their people. And it is something like a chapter officer. I wonder the CAC committees will be paid like the chapter officers. This is a question I want to ask. I thank you. Mr. Chairman, I don't know who would answer the question, but we let Eugene Borden and I wonder the CAC will be paid for their trouble. They are going to be traveling through their country. As we know that I wonder they would be, they'd be paid for their trouble. This is what I'm asking for the CAC. And Mr. Eugene Borden will answer the question. And Mr. Mariano, or either one. Well, here is Mr. Borden. I'll tell you the situation about the problem, about the money problem. Mr. Borden. About the question that it's just been asked about the CAC member will be paid. They have discussion about the program and the CAC will be paid later on if they went through a more discussion that they say that they will be paid. And there will be a meeting over at Kaibito school that they won't imagine that over there. sometime soon. So the CAC will be paid. I don't know how many, how much. This discussion will be on about the CAC problem. So now, your question is answered about that little part of the CAC program. Yes. Mr. Skeet, well, folks, it's just about time for lunch, so we'll go, and then the first party we'll be speaking is Mrs. Carlin from from Ayanbato. Ayanbato is just south of Gallup, New Mexico. There is a little Indian town there, Navajo place. So we'll go to lunch now and we'll discuss that a little bit more about the CAC payment. Mr. Skeet, the chairman of the district council meeting. Now I think it would be time for opening again. It's past one already, so now I think we'll go on our training session. And before dinner, we have promised Mrs. Collin to get the first choice from Ayanbato. And here is Mrs. Collin. Chairman, the vice chairman, and the secretary, the leadership members, and the councilman, and the visitors, and the CAC members, I have said a great hello to you all, and a very thankful for the opportunity I have given from the chairman, Mr. Skeet. I will now tell you about what I think of myself and tell you where I came from, and I will be going on with my problem. What I want to say. In the early stages of my time, I am about 72 years of age. I went to school at Rehoboth Mission during the time of school days. I have went up to 8th grade. In these days, school was kind of high for people to go to school. They used to the higher grade school. Today, school is not too hard as the way I